You're about to listen to the podcast Zero, The Secret of Water. Together we will get to know the three young heroes of the story, Giada, Serafina, and Michele, and follow them in an exciting race against time to solve a mystery that involves the future of humanity. Join me through the magical atmosphere of Venice in the search for an incredible machine capable of producing clean energy through water that could save our planet. Zero is a podcast freely inspired by the children's book published by Salani that I've written with my two daughters.
If you wish to unveil the secrets of the universe, you must think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibrations. Venice is a city of mysteries. Thousands of legends float across the lagoon. True stories, fairy tales, myths. And it is an apparently inexplicable event that is about to turn the life of three unaware teenagers upside down.
Guys! Guys! He's coming!
Giada, what do we do?
We have some fun!
This is not Beethoven. This is an outrage. Mattioli Sisters and Company, if you carry on like this, you'll never be ready for the concert. Serafina, tell your sister to stop.
I can't! I'm the younger sister.
Then I'll be forced to punish you.
I've reached the end of the page, Maestro. Could you please turn the page for me?
Giada, the lesson is over. See you tomorrow.
Shall we go to Beppi's?
Of course! But first let's go grab a lemonade at Pauline.
As usual!
Here they are, Serafina, Giada, and Michele. Pure energy. They grew up together, and over time, they became inseparable. Kind of like the earth and the trees. And in our adventure, these kids will be the crucial element that will take us beyond appearances to discover the truth.
Zero, The Secret of Water, Episode 1, a podcast powered by SNAM.
Three lemonades, please.
So, would you like to study at the conservatory?
I want to study economics.
Can you imagine how many scaramouches you meet there?
I'd like to study astronomy.
We don't have that faculty in Venice.
Not yet, but wait until Venice becomes the world capital of sustainability, and then you'll see. And for now, I can go to Milan anyway.
In Milan? Since when?
Since Kenta started supporting it.
What's Kenta?
A foundation that helps to promote women's involvement in STEM subjects.
Do you really want to go there to study?
Yes! Although maybe I might do maths. It's crazy how few women work in these fields.
Nah, those are subjects for boys.
It's not true, and I'll prove it to you. 1, 2, 4, 8.
If this is an attempt not to pay for your lemonade, try harder.
Let me finish. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 77, 154, 605. How does the sequence continue?
Want to know something, Pipsqueak?
I know two things. The first is I hate being called Pipsqueak.
Well, you should stop coming up with these little riddles.
And the second is that you can't solve them, which proves that these are not just boy subjects.
2, 3, 4.
Wrong. Michele, you better pay the bill.
Don't mind him. I'll give you the right answer. So, each number is the sum of the previous one, read forward and backward. 16 equals 8 plus 8. 77 equals 16 plus 61. So 1 is the result, 1,111. Am I right?
You're amazing, big sis!
Giada, you're a genius.
Guys, it's 5 o'clock!
Baby!
Last one up, pays for tomorrow's lemonade.
Always in a rush, those three, in perpetual movement. They produce more energy than they consume. Their fuel is friendship. Although, in Giada and Michele's case, something more, like love, even if they don't know that yet.
I won.
You're always the fastest, Mickey.
I'll go slower next time if you want.
Weren't we late?
And finally, there's Giuseppe Galvano, Beppe, a propeller of exciting adventures.
How much is it at, Serafina?
62 kilowatt per hour, Professor.
Good. That's enough energy to watch football matches for a whole year.
But you don't watch football.
I can always start, now that I've generated enough electricity with my turbine.
So, besides wind, what other sorts of renewable energy are there?
Solar, geothermic, hydroelectric.
Very well, Serafina. Of course, we also have energy derived from human-made waste.
Biomethane, right?
Exactly.
So, it's possible to produce electricity from trash?
Really?
Also from agricultural waste.
And what are these alternative energies for, Professor?
Well, to generate electricity with no emissions. They can help us reach net zero emissions.
Meaning?
They can contribute to the abatement of carbon dioxide emissions, and so helps us fight climate change.
So basically, they can help us save the planet!
Professor, which would you say is the best source of energy, then?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen? What is it, a gas?
Yeah, incredibly light, and which is capable of supplying energy to the universe.
Hydrogen is the most abundant element in stars and the source of energy that enables most of them to shine.
Are you working on any new projects with hydrogen?
Yes, the water machine.
And what's that?
Simply a machine that turns water into energy.
Wow!
Clean and lasting energy. Unfortunately, although hydrogen exists in water, it has to be extracted and produced in order to be used. Anyway, was there something I had to give you?
The party invitations?
Right. We said we should have a party. But what for?
Because you turned 70!
So what?
Well, it's not something that happens every day. It's an important birthday, right?
As Brodsky said, it is a great virtue not to care about one's own existence.
Why'd you say that, Professor? You of all people who always tells us how important it is to care about things.
If no one cares about what can be renewed, then nothing will ever be renewed.
First of all, I'm not renewable. I'm extendable for some time, at most.
So you don't want to celebrate anymore?
But the whole of Venice is expecting it.
As well as the scientific community!
You win. Let's go.
Serafina is unaware that the scientific community to which Beppe belongs, the so-called Lunar Society, is one of the most mysterious communities, not only in Venice, but in the world. Ever since the time of Jules Verne, it brought together some of the greatest minds in history, and soon our heroes too will have to come across it. Let's hope they're ready. It won't be an easy task.
There aren't enough chairs!
I should have more in the basement. Or in the attic. I don't remember.
You haven't sold them, have you?
Recycled at most.
I'll go look for them.
Jada, no plastic glasses nor plates, please. Only ceramic.
I'm washing all the ceramic glasses you have, then I'll move on to the plates.
Are these from Iris Ceramics, Professor?
Yes.
But is it true that they fuel their factory with hydrogen?
Indeed. They are an example to everyone.
I bet that these hydrogen ceramics have become your most precious objects.
You really do know me well.
Michele, do you want to shatter our eardrums?
Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. No, wait, no. I managed to connect the stereo, but I didn't check the volume of the speakers.
Weren't you supposed to look for more chairs?
Yes, but then when I saw the stereo, I thought I'd take care of the music. Well, if we can't make our guests sit down, then we'll make them dance at least.
It's been ages since I heard my phone ring. Hello? Vera? Is that you? Oh. Okay. No, I didn't expect it. All right. Bye.
Is everything all right, Professor?
Yes, I'm just tired. It's best if you go.
What about the party preparations?
My birthday's tomorrow. We still have time.
Serafina couldn't help but notice the sudden change in the professor's mood. After the phone call, Beppe had become worried and tense. The girl wondered, why had the professor reacted in such a way? Who was Vera, and what could she have said to have such an effect on him? Despite the bad feeling, she soon dozed off and was fast asleep with her sister Dada when suddenly...
What's happening? What's all this smoke? Run, Serafina! There's a fire at Palazzo Galvano!
Oh no!
The professor! Any news about the professor? Anyone knows if he's still in the house?
We don't know anything.
But what about the fire?
It looks like it may have been started by a lit cigarette.
But Beppe didn't smoke. Maybe not regularly. We don't know. Chada, come here. Excuse me.
Girls, it's dangerous. We're working. Move away.
The professor? Did you say the professor?
I'm sorry.
What should have been the prelude to a festive moment soon turned into the most horrible of nightmares, and it was about to get worse.
Beppe is not dead. I'm sure of it.
But how can you...
The body is not being found.
Honey, don't get your hopes up.
Jada's right.
Why do you accept all this so passively?
It's hard, Pipsqueak, I know. But we can't change the facts.
The facts are that Beppe did not smoke. And the evening before the fire, he received a phone call that upset him. Do you remember?
Yes, from that Vera. So what?
Something doesn't add up.
Meanwhile, someone had shown up and was sitting comfortably on the couch of the Mattioli's living room, ready to wreak havoc.
Ugh, poor Dad. We hadn't seen each other for a long time. Sometimes life takes you away from the people you love.
Vera, have you heard anything about the cause of the fire?
No.
Have you seen him at the morgue?
Not yet, unfortunately. It's a bad situation. Now that he is gone, I need to take care of the house and all the stuff my father kept in it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just for the water machine, he filled the room with strange tools.
The water machine? Did he talk to you about his latest invention? Oh, what did he say?
No. He just mentioned something about it. Only once. Not much.
I saw that he was working on it, but I don't know anything about this stuff.
That's a pity.
Is there anything we can do to help you?
Yes. Maybe you have some objects, like a book, a box, a certain pendant maybe, that my father gave you or forgot at your place?
Nope. Nothing of the sort. Maybe just a few books. Old ones. Laboratory texts. But we'd have to look for them.
Please do. Thanks. Can I expect you to find them today and bring them to me by tomorrow?
We can try.
If you succeed, it'd be better. I'm going now. My assistant Lucas is waiting for me. There's a lot to do.
Goodbye, then.
Wow, look at that. She travels with a bodyguard.
Have you seen him? He's a criminal, Serafina. You can't judge people from their looks.
Jada's right.
Of course she is. Anyway, it's not a judgment, just my instinct.
Serafina's instinct turned out to be right. She had hit the mark. Vera and Lucas really were bad thugs.
They're on the move. I'm sure of it. Reliable sources spoke of a certain stage 2.
What does it mean?
That they made it, Lucas, and they are ready to go public.
Is that a good thing?
Of course. There are two types of people in this world. Those who discover things, and those who take them.
And we are the latter.
Exactly. We will find the water machine, and our lives will change forever.
We are so close, my love, it won't be long.
We'll be rich and powerful by exploiting the climate crisis that is threatening the planet.
Your revenge is going to be brilliant.
I know! The world needs to find a solution to bring about the energy transition, and we'll be the only ones who can provide it. Soon they will all be begging us to buy our hydrogen.
At a very high price. We just need to get our hands on that machine.
This is the inexplicable revenge that Vera wants to get on life. Left orphaned as a child, she was raised by Beppe, her stepfather, and she grew up with so much anger in her heart that turned her into a dangerous and ruthless woman. Who will be able to stop her? That night, Serafina just couldn't sleep. She was restless, and ever more convinced that something was off about all that fire business. Being careful not to wake Jada, she decided to get up. Maybe to look for some clue or maybe a sign that could lead her to the truth. Quickly, she reached the secret hiding spot connecting the Matilde's house to Palazzo Galvano, and through which the kids often communicated with Beppe.
What are these?
The little one had found something. A box, a mysterious jagged half-moon pendant, and a letter inside a tin bottle.
Could it be a message from the professor?
Serafina was confused, happy to have found a clue, but also worried. What did those objects mean? It was time to find out. And in order to do that, she needed her irreplaceable partners.
Giada! Michele! I found these in the secret hiding spot!
A box? And a pendant?
And a letter! These are the objects Vera was looking for, remember?
Yes! And shouldn't we get them back to her?
Are you crazy? They are the proof that Beppe is not dead.
Oh, I wish they were.
And also that Vera has something to do with this ugly business.
That remains to be proved.
Shall we read the letter? I'm sorry for leaving this way. Had no choice. Don't believe a word they'll say. If you have doubts, remember me for the man you knew. There are vicious and cowardly people out there, but also honest and brave ones. You'll recognize them from this locket, if things get rough.
Why should things get rough?
I don't know. Let's read. I entrust you with my most precious objects. Keep them safe. And now let's have a last toast together. To water. Yours, Beppe.
A toast? To water?
What's this all about? Lunar Society.
Where did I hear that before?
Maybe on the party invitations.
Maybe.
This letter is a little weird. It says we shouldn't believe anything they'll tell us. I told you it wasn't an accident.
You're saying he was...
I'm just saying that he saw it coming. Otherwise, he wouldn't have hidden his most precious stuff and written this letter. When do you think he put them there? Well, not more than 3 days ago. Last time I checked. It doesn't make any sense. We have to make sense of it then. We have a mission to accomplish. Are you in? I'm in.
I'm in.
The countdown has begun for our three kids. Serafina, Giada, and Michele not only will have to discover the truth and find their friend Beppe, but they will also have to stop the precious water machine from ending up in the clutches of Vera. It won't be easy, and failing would mean dooming the Earth to the fate of climate change. Our planet cannot survive without hydrogen. Let the adventure begin.
You've listened to the first episode of Zero, The Secret of Water, a podcast powered by SNAM.
Zero. The Secret of Water is a podcast inspired by the book written by Marco Alvera and published by Salani. Produced by Sirene Records for SNAM. Curated by Virginia Valsecchi. Written by Yole Mazzucci. Editor Sofia Sante. Production manager Elena Zerboni. The podcast is introduced by Marco Alvera and narrated by Carolina Nizza. Alex Elton as Serafina. Flaminia Figurati as Giada. Robert Steiner as Michele. Flaminia Figurati as Vera. Gabrielle Seayes as Esther. Edwin Alexander Francis as Beppi. Paul Bezana as Lucas. Recording studio, Studio Colosseo. Studio manager, Domenico Carillo. Production secretary, Vittoria Francis. Sound engineer, Luigi Carillo. Post-production, Antonio Caruso. For SNAM, Salvatore Ricco, Niccolò Piovene, Maria Cristina Giuliano, and Carolina Nizza. In collaboration with Doing, part of Capgemini.